Happy Friday, everybody. How's everybody doing today on this episode, which has been brought to you by Spotify for podcasters? Today being Friday, April 26th, 2024. An important date for me because I know my paycheck is waiting for me. You know, I work for the post office for 2 weeks and I need that money. You know, you can't just spend and spend and spend and pay bills and have no income coming in, as you folks know. You know what I'm starting to learn? Walking on the sidewalk is hazardous. It really is, man. Like, whether you live in a rural area or whether you... Well, in the rural area, there is no sidewalks. And if you live in a city, it's freaking hazardous because of... You have a lot of rude people on the fucking sidewalk that you got to share it with. Especially in cities where they don't, you know, make scooter lanes and bicycle lanes. So you got to share the sidewalk with scooter drivers and bicycle riders who are extremely rude and somebody scared to come right up behind you and demand that you get out of their way. You know, God forbid if I were to do that while I'm riding a bicycle or a scooter, if I rang the bells to get out, I guarantee someone would say, fuck you, to me. You know, I just quietly putt-putt behind them until they hear my music, and then they move out on their own. But not a lot of people are not patient, you know. But I tell you, we are in a car-centric society, and the vehicles, the automobiles, hog up all the space with their huge 3-ton machinery, which the animals drive like ballistic missiles. Am I a hater? Yes, I'm a hater. Hey, someone's got to be a hater in this world. But no, I've been doing good, guys. How are you doing? What's new with you? Do you have any plans for the weekend? Are you taking some time to... You know, somebody always has it worse than you. Always. You know, a friend of mine, childhood friend, you know, we talk from time to time. He informed me that he has lost his leg. I'm real sorry to hear that, man. No, he's only a few years younger than me. He had a blood clot. You know, he... I guess he didn't take care of himself. He smoked cigarettes. Didn't exercise. And it caught up to him, man. And apparently when you have a limb amputated, you're in an enormous amount of pain because the nerve endings to that limb is extremely raw and it has to heal. I don't know. You might be in pain for the rest of your life. I don't know. I imagine the pain eventually subsides. But, you know, I'm so blessed. I have all my limbs and I want to keep my limbs and I want to be healthy. I just want simple things in life. That's why I didn't want to be a mailman. There's too many hazards out there. There are too many reckless beasts on the road. People with warped brains. But no, somebody always has it worse. You know, in other countries, they have it worse than us. I've been talking to a young man from Uganda on one of the social media platforms. And, you know, I was telling him that my trumpet cost me $100, which here, $100 ain't shit. And he was like, oh my God, like $100 in Uganda is a big deal. Apparently, like you could buy a piece of land or like a car in Uganda for $100. And people here are so goddamn spoiled. They just want, they don't want to work. They just want to take. They just want to step up over you. They want to acquire properties. They want to step on you and shit on you. People are just fucked up wherever you go all around the world. I'll stay in the USA because I feel safe here. You know, you read about, you know, these people who are being held hostage in Gaza because they were in the wrong place or in Iran, the wrong place at the wrong time. I wouldn't even want to go to England or France, you know? You never know. You're on a plane. You can get hijacked. You get intercepted. You could be taken to a hostile territory. You know, people don't realize how blessed they are. People are just, they want to travel in packs and travel herds and not think out of the box. I don't understand people, really. I guess I understand animals better than people. But then again, animals kill sometimes for the sport of killing too. There are predatory animals. Animals travel in packs and herds too. I guess the only kind of creature I like is the lone wolf. Because the lone wolf stays by him or herself. You know, doesn't stay with the herd. And only, I guess only hunts because when they're hungry and they need to eat. You know? I don't know how the hell. Well, I'm just killing time, man. I took a walk over to the Amazon locker because I needed an item. You know, some items that I cannot get in the store. I'll just get from Amazon And I don't want to have to go into the rental office and deal with the people to get my package. So I walked the half a mile to the Amazon locker to get my thing and navigate the sidewalk. I try not to go out at nighttime because all the beggars come out at nighttime. They stand in front of the stores. They try to intimidate you, make you feel guilty for not giving them a dollar. I try to do everything to avoid them. I try to like walk into the store in a wide angle to avoid walking past them. I try pulling my hat down over my head. I try looking down the ground, but they still randomly say, hey, brother, you got a dollar. Hey, yeah, I'm not your fucking brother. Hey, boss man. No, you know, you. What the fuck? You know, if I did that, I wouldn't have the balls to stand in front of a store and ask people for dollars. But people have chutzpah. People have nerve. People. Here I go off talking about people. I'm driving people away, aren't I? That's okay. I got to have a forum. I got to have a voice to discuss my hostilities, my anger. Some people don't talk about the way they feel. That's a problem. You got to talk about things. You got to get that energy off of you. You got to release it. That's where a lot of sickness comes from, when you don't release that energy. You know what I'm? But I mean, I was good, guys. I wanted the devil was talking to me last night, man. I was tempted. I wanted to get high. I wanted to get drunk. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I stayed home from an open mic. There was a comedy open mic, and I had a whole set written. But I just had a feeling that if I went there, I was going to start drinking, you know, and also I'm not going to lie. I've been avoiding that particular open mic for a month because the bartender there about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, she accused me of not paying for my food, which I did. And she let me go. She believed me, but I just got sick of her snippy personality. Like, no matter what you did with her, she would bust your chops. Like, if you said, can I pay for my bill now? She would say, what's your rush? Right? And if you didn't talk to her or say anything, she would say, why are you sitting so quietly at the end of the... It's just her personality. But I have no time for sarcasm. Honestly, if I was working somewhere and someone's paying my salary and tipping me, I would be nice to them. But I guess she's comfortable in what she does and she can get away with her sarcastic personality. But I'm not going to lie, I don't want to deal with her, you know? And I feel awkward going there. I feel awkward going there, not going up to the bar and just sitting at the table waiting for my comedy spot. And I feel awkward walking up to her and ordering a drink from her and not knowing whether to put money or not put money. She just made me feel awkward. And there's also my temptations of wanting to go there and get smashed. So if I have the energy, there's another open mic tomorrow, Saturday night, which I have not been to. I'll check that one out too, and I'd be forced to ride my bicycle or drive my car there, so I would be somewhat behaved, and it's not near any dispensaries that I know of. I'm just trying to figure out what to do tonight, man. Tonight's Friday night, and there's like a music gig across the street from me in the hotel, but this isn't in this posh, snobby lounge with a guy who, you know, performs as kind of somewhat of a phony snob himself. And I have a tendency to go there and get really, really drunk. And I guess I'm not mean, but he's just very snobby. And I guess he's written me off because I get too drunk. He used to be friendly. Like, he never even lets me go up on stage because I'm not part of his clique. I'm not part of the American Idol crew. And I was cool with that. I would just go get drunk and socialize. And he would be nice. He would talk to me. But now he doesn't even say hello to me. So why the hell am I going there? You know, no one's... The bartender, you know, he's going to get tired of me talking his ear off, even if I tip him. And half the people there are friendly to me, but they're not really friendly. It's a phony kind of friendly. I got to stay away from that place. So I'm going to look up some events, maybe some movie to go to. I would even go bowling, but you can't go bowling alone. Hey, maybe the putting range. They got this place called Atomic Golf. Maybe I just don't like going to these goddamn places because there's usually just groups of people. I don't want to see the fucking groups of people. I hate going places. Everybody's out in goddamn groups together. Why don't people go out alone at all? Because people are people. Anyway, look, I admit I'm killing time. It's a bit of a walk. I was listening to music on the way here, but then I got tired of holding up my phone. I like to keep my phone in my pocket, you know, and listen to the music, but I'm afraid the radiation is going to give me heart or breast cancer. So I hold the phone up to my ear, you know, to listen to music, but after a while, your elbow gets tired of holding up the phone to your ear. So these are the problems I have in life. Not so bad. I don't got so many problems, you know? I try not to create problems. I try to keep things simple. No lovers, no pets, no acquisitions, you know, no sleazy business deals. I just want a simple life and be free of pain. I don't want to have to be in a hospital with my leg cut off and worrying what I'm going to do when I get home, or worry or being in Uganda and worry about where my next meal is going to come from. I just want to comfortably live in a city in America and have money to eat, which reminds me the rent is due today. I'm glad I went for a walk. I forgot the rent is due. Stop in the office and pay the rent. And besides that, I got some songs I want to play, some songs I want to transcribe. It's kind of windy out today. I'm not going to be able to play outside with my music because the window blow the music off my music stand. I could play in my apartment with my mute. I could play in my apartment without my mute, and people will hear me through the walls. I could play in my car without my mute, but people will see me playing in my car. If it's too hot in the car, the phone will overheat, and the phone will... these are things that go. I'm thinking about. I'm always... Are you guys like that? You think about plan A, B, C? What are we going to title this episode? That's a good question. Got to make a catchy title. That's how you get people to come to listen to your episode. If you write a boring thing like Friday walk home from the store, people don't want to tune in. But if I write Sunday Bloody Sunday, then I'll get 5 listeners. You know what I'm saying? I was watching on the news, some documentary about Alex Jones, how he was sued by the parents of Sandy Hook. And that's so sad if that's true, that he was exploiting their misery, making a conspiracy theory. How dare you? These people suffered a horrible loss. They lost the lives of their children, and to capitalize, to piss on the graves of these children just to make money. Well, where is your spirit? Where's your soul? Do you have dollar bills in your eyes? See how fucked up people are? Hey, where were we? Oh, 12 minutes and 17 seconds. Am I rambling? I ramble on. Sing my song. You know why I'm talking? I'm trying to think about what to title this. Let's say. How about, Here Comes the Weekend. How does that sound? All right, we'll close with that. Let me step in the shade and publish that. Man, I'm getting hungry. Hey, eating is good, as long as you don't eat too much. I shall talk to you guys soon. Here Comes the Weekend.